And we are live. This is Around the Drunk Glass Table with Michelle, Sneja, and Mickey. We're missing two.
Yes.
But
are we missing three?
How are we missing three?
Bia.
Oh, Andre and Carla. Bia wasn't here last time.
Oh, but is she part of the drunk glass table?
She can be.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so there's only three of us, but yeah. We're double the funny. Double the sass.
And we are drinking wine.
We are drinking wine.
We are pre-gaming,
yet actually. Again, the day after we drink. And so tonight, we're going out for my birthday. We're going to a club. And we're going to dance our asses off.
Yes. I just hope my shirt doesn't, you know,
rip open. Yeah, having shirt problems, like, if she moves a certain way.
I think
way.
If I pick up my arms, like,
everyone's
going to
see your goodie bags. Yep.
I don't know what those are.
So.
But, so yeah, we're going to the club tonight. We're going to dance. I'm sure there's going to be guys there.
Oh, God.
And Sneja says, oh, God, because she's scared of the males.
No, I am not scared of the guys.
So anyway, so what would you like, what do you do when a guy comes up to you?
Uh-huh.
With his penis in his hand.
Then I run.
Not with his penis in his hand. I run as fast as I can.
So what do you do when a guy comes up to you? How would you prefer a guy to come up to you and ask you to dance?
Well, definitely not, like, trying to grind up on me while talking
to
my friends.
That's the only way. How else would you know that they want to dance with
you? Do you want him to ask you first? Do you want him to be like, can I have this
dance? No, first I like to, like, talk to him before I start dancing with him.
I really, like, I like when there's laughter and they talk to me about things. Sneja, and they're like, we had a good conversation, let's dance now.
Sneja wants him to go up to her and say, listen, I want to dance with you, but first, I want to get to know you a little bit. I want to know who I'm dancing with.
Yes.
That's what you want.
Do you have hopes and dreams? What are they?
I don't have no hopes and dreams going to a damn club.
Well, then what the hell do you want
to get your
talk
groove
to
on?
About?
Yeah, to get my groove on, whatever.
Okay,
I have
so
a couple
there's
of
no
dreams.
Hey, girl, how do you get your groove on? All right, that's enough. Let's
no,
dance.
You know what really bothers me?
What?
Going into a club, we're all dancing, us girls, whatever.
That's how I enter.
And then that one guy. Does that, like, Michael Jackson slow walk or whatever he does.
Like,
he tries
I've never
to, like,
seen a Michael Jackson. Does he
like,
walk back?
I don't know, like,
you?
I don't
can you
know.
Show us?
But, like, you know, he, I don't know how to
what?
Explain it.
Okay, like a thriller?
I'm, like, imagining
whatever.
You walk in and everyone stands aside and here's this man. Walking slowly.
No, but what? We're all dancing and, like, just some random guy comes slowly in back of you and just starts grinding
okay,
up
Okay, yeah, that's
you.
A little creepy because instantly
He's
when I feel someone
hello.
Behind me... Yeah, when
saying
I feel someone
hello,
behind me, I have to turn around,
hello.
And if I don't like what your face looks like, I'm gone. Because I can't. I cannot. You don't just come
so
up to
okay
me.
So you're okay if they grind, if they're good looking?
Yeah.
No. But how do they know? They gotta test it.
No,
it's
but
50-50.
Still. But it's dark inside. You know I hate that when you go somewhere, it's so dark inside, you walk outside and you see them and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I just do?
You should just take your phone out and put the flash
might
on.
Might as well throw myself off the
door. Are you good looking? All right,
you look like
cool.
In the light, sir.
Put your phone on, take a selfie.
No, pull your flashes on if you can.
But yeah, I don't even like, I have no shame about it. I'm gonna turn around. If I don't like your face, I'm gone. Like, I'm gonna walk away. I'm gonna say, get the fuck away from me. I'm gonna say something rude where you're gonna get your feelings hurt.
Or we just use the lesbian card.
No,
just
what?
Grab the girl next to you. And make
no. I feel like that has been played
no.
out so
no,
much.
No, where like
no
you grab
one...
your friend and you like act like you two. Are
yeah, but I feel like
something.
Guys don't believe that anymore because they know we do that. They know our game, so they don't believe that anymore.
So
you have
they
to
do is they start
else.
Dancing with your friend first, and then,
and then work their way up to you.
she moves over to you to like protect herself, and he goes whoop right on you.
Or the boyfriend card, or like the. Married card?
The married card? I don't have that card.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I have a boyfriend. I mean, I have a fiance, but there's no damn ring on my finger.
I've done
that before.
I take the initiative.
You'd propose to someone?
Yeah.
Oh,
woo! Those surprise!
Okay, here I am. I love you. Marry me.
Why am I waiting for you? You're taking too long. It's getting awkward.
That's crazy, but what do you propose with a ring? Like, you would give them a ring?
Yeah.
A man ring?
What would I give them? A hot dog?
If they like hot dogs,
they give them what they want. Do you like this? I hope so. I should know this when proposing, right? Yeah, no, I would definitely.
Wow, I don't think I could.
No, I hate those type of guys that You're dancing, you're having a good time, and they just come and ruin everything.
That one man, you like, ruined my night, sir.
Unless he can dance, then I'll fucking grind the ball all up on him. But if he's that one who just like tries to like move his bottom like abdomen, how else you know, one like, with his dick in your mouth, his eyelashes.
Dick in your mouth? How tall is this man? Dick in oh, even better! I got stuck in
so
there.
So awkward. Sorry. But you know what's really awkward? That makes me feel awkward when we're like around all our girls and someone comes up to dance with you and then you're the only one dancing with a guy and it's like your girlfriends are just like judging you and they're like, stop with the judgy eyes.
You know, you would have done the same if he came to you.
Yeah, but I feel bad. I'm like, I don't want to dance with you. I want to dance with my friends. Like, I just want to be like, give me some room. We could dance later.
There's a lot of compromises. There's no time at the club to like set these standards. Like, hey, listen, this is fun, but right now I'm dancing with my friends, and can we just dance?
You just gotta listen.
You just gotta Why would anyone listen?
When they come up to you and their like hands start going all over, and you're just like, no, stop it, please, don't.
Do it. I just
makes me not want to go to a club.
I just yell
because
loudly.
I have to deal with that.
Well, yeah, because that gets them embarrassed, and you just have to like make yourself look really unattractive, and you're like, God, I'm so fucking bloated, or my armpits are sweating.
Oh my gosh,
so
I just farted.
That's a good deodorant. Right on. You have to give me your deodorant.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. I have some.
I can't go to the club and put my arms up. That's a weapon right there. I can use that if somebody tries to come up.
Yeah, but what if you're with a cute guy and he smells your stank?
Like, just kidding. I wear deodorant usually.
just not today. I forgot.
And I didn't know you'd be here.
I forgot. With the F.
You know what I hate about
an L.
Going out and saying you're not gonna drink and then you end up drinking and you get fucked up and then you hook up with somebody.
What do you hate about
that? And then you realize the next day you fucked up. So ugly.
Like a continuous specific memory. This happened many a time.
Oh my god. I had a bad situation with that all the time. I get drunk and I hook up with these guys. And then I walk out, go home, wake up the next day. I have like 50,000 texts from them.
Like the time at the bar next to the water.
I search their fucking Facebook and I'm like, what the fuck did I just do? What did I just start?
It's better when you don't know anything about them, like their Facebook or Instagram.
Well,
so
I
want to
see how he looks
later.
Because I don't remember. I was drunk.
Yeah, you don't want that evidence later.
You just be like, cool, it happened. He was beautiful.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it in my mind.
And then the next day I have to hear
beautiful.
From all you guys, oh my god, ew, what did you do?
I never judge.
Mm-hmm.
Judgy eyes.
I'm all like, woo, you wanna dance with him? I'm more just trying to figure out if you want to dance with him.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, the guys come up to you and you're dancing and I'm like,
yes.
Oh, I can't tell from your face if you want me to rescue you or if you want to continue this, what's going on, like, what do I do here?
I remember I remember a specific time with Sneja years ago. We were in Long Island at a bar. We're dancing and I was dancing with this guy and you instantly came up to me and pulled my arm and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, I want to dance with him. Like, I think he's cute.
Sure?
And you're like, Michelle, come on. Like, I'm saving. I'm like, no, I don't need saving. I'm like, I'm good. Let me do my thing. And then we danced.
I don't remember that. That's my problem. I go out and I don't remember anything the next day. And I apologize for things I didn't even do.
That was so long ago. That was like 5 years ago.
What about my birthday when you guys left me in the damn car?
Well, that's because you were... Okay. We all got really drunk, but Sneja passed out. And we still wanted to party, so we let her sleep in the car and we continued to party at a different bar. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
What type of friend is that to leave somebody in the damn car?
A very caring friend. You're locked in.
Where did you want
safe.
Us to leave you?
Yeah, but
I was
throwing up a lot.
Oh, was she?
What
we
if
were
I
throwing
threw
up,
I wasn't like, here. And I choked on it.
I don't remember. I remember that vaguely,
you
but I don't.
Oh my gosh. I mean, how often does that happen? Often?
I was like, why are you knocking? You scared
the
shit out of
me.
I was like, who is outside my window from this 3-story building?
He wants to come in for some drinks.
These pigeons are fucking monsters, I swear. Like,
where do they even stand?
On her ledge. There's a ledge right out the window. And I'll, like, see them, and I'll, like, bang on the window, and they'll just fucking stare at me. And I'm like, you're not scared, motherfucker. So I have to get like a broom or something, and, like, hit that shit on the window. So
another pigeon comes in with a broom. He's like, what? Start this again.
So funny. They like don't give a fuck here. New York pigeons have New York attitude.
Guys grinding upon us, the pigeons.
Yeah, that's just how we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of damn gift cards.
I know. I'm excited to this store.
Do you think there's one 500 in there?
I don't think so. It says from 5 to 500, but it's probably they're all probably like $5. One is probably like $7.
Whoa! Thanks for the gift store.
And what, they just gave you all of these, or did you just take them?
Yeah, we went sightseeing in the city, and one of the buildings we went to, they were giving us this. They were giving everyone them. They were giving us two each, so each one of my family members got two, and they gave them all to me. I don't know why, but
sure, give them all to me.
I'm not giving them all to you. You can have two.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, let me pick one. Let me see which one's the magic 500.
Okay.
500. There you go.
Okay, you want another one?
No, I have one already.
Oh, you took one already, huh?
I took one already. I felt it.
I'm not giving any more to anyone.
So, yeah. Wow, we really...
We really, huh?
We really need to be drunk to have a lot more to say.
No, we have a lot to say all the time. I have a lot to say all the time.
I'm very opinionated.
I talk and talk and talk and talk.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you call her during your lunch break.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I wouldn't stop talking and she had to go. She's like, Michelle. She's like, I gotta go.
I was standing right, right outside my building. I'm like, I have to go in. I'm getting
she
in
was like, help, help.
Help. Damn, all the people around me, help.
That's just the thing about me. Sometimes I don't know when to stop talking.
I like it.
I don't like
Why
it.
Why can't we... Be sorry, friends. I'm going to change the subject. Why can't we ever go to a club, wear sweatpants, ew, heels, and a shirt?
You no, can this do is our only... whatever you want to
and
do.
And this is like our... Okay, you can do that, but this is our only time to get dressed up. When else do we
no, I'd get love dressed to get up dressed and wear up, heels? Don't get me wrong, I'm very... You know.
Can we go to that bar that I met you guys at that time for half an hour and then you left?
What bar? Yeah, for brunch.
For birthday?
Bia's birthday?
Bia's birthday brunch? You were there.
Oh, well, why did you come so late?
Because I had practice.
Oh. Damn, I was just sitting in my apartment.
It was fun, yeah. So, I think we should go to brunch, not there.
Yeah, that was
super expensive. Yeah. But I think after, we should have brunch somewhere and then we should go there to party. Because I don't think you need to pay to get in, right?
No, I just walked in.
It was so much fun. And we walked outside, and it was still light out, and I was like, I didn't know where I was. Like, I was like, am I alive right now?
It was so dark. Did you have a problem with your eyes? It was so dark inside when I walked out. I started not crying, but my eyes were tearing. People thought I was crying.
I was like, why am I leaving? They were playing really, really good music.
Yeah, I haven't been
guys
to a
with
place.
The saxophone.
I haven't been to a place so that played good music like that.
I hope this place tonight plays good music. It had really everyone
it's
was
pretty
saying,
small. I looked at it.
Yeah, it is pretty small, but it's by all those bars we went to, like Bobby.
Rhymes with
Bob. Beep. Bob. Top. Bop. Ba. That one bar we went to, that was fun.
With that people. Fun bar.
Okay, Carla went there for her birthday. I'm sure you guys were there. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I had finals. Oh. Her fucking birthday falls on finals.
Oh.
Nobody was there.
When is her birthday?
I wasn't there.
Sorry, Carla. I don't know when your birthday is.
Sorry, Carla.
I don't think
we
all
there.
Know when anyone's birthday is.
It's in April?
My birthday was yesterday. Huh?
It's in April? Do you know?
No, it's in May.
That's why. Because
I'm going to do my nails.
Yeah.
She always has everything on.
So, yeah. I was in somewhere. I was on vacation somewhere. What?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the music was really good over there.
Yeah.
But walking out was like, I thought, it was like you were a vampire. Like, once you got into the sun, you were dying.
So like, you were there all night and you come out and it's morning.
My feet were hurting so,
so
bad.
Dark in there.
Okay, you know what's crazy? That I saw celebrities when I went to this one talk show. And the celebrities that were hosting it, they were wearing heels. And the second they came out in their heels, they're like, oh my God, we need to sit down. Like, how long, much longer is this going to take? Because they were like filming, I don't know, a commercial or something to put... I don't fucking know. But anyway, they were filming a commercial. So we're standing in their heels for literally, like, 5 minutes. And they were all like, oh my god, can we sit down? Oh my god, oh my god, my feet are killing me. And I was like, yes! I was like, you people make it look so easy when I'm over here, like, fucking dying after 3 minutes. Like, the walk from the cab to the club, like, I'm done. Like, I need to take them off now when I get inside. So, I'm very happy to know that celebrities
have
those problems too.
I love when we go to a bar, like a regular dressed down bar, and I can wear flats. That's when I feel like.
I'm gonna bring flats with me.
I can get so fucked up and not give a shit.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have to worry about like tripping, falling.
When it comes to going to club bars like that, are you more okay with hooking up with ugly guys because you're not wearing uncomfortable heels?
Do you guys hear this music that's playing underneath my floor? Do you feel your feet vibrating? So these people that live below me.
My God, he's going louder.
Yeah, these people that live below me, they play their Spanish music so loud that
it sounds bad.
It vibrates. It is. Or maybe it's not, but he always plays Spanish music. It vibrates through my floor, and it's so loud, and I never play music like that, only for special occasions.
I think yesterday, like, he had enough for a dance party. With our little 10-second dance.
Can you imagine how loud it is?
Maybe he's trying to help us start a dance party.
I think he's like. Yeah, I think so, because I was just thinking, we need some loud music.
Or just like.
This is like a back intro to our. You know, like, that little song in the back of every commercial. Like, on the radio, you know, when you listen to all these, like, radio stations, all you hear is, like, the music in the background, but they're talking. I think that that's what we
I wonder need. If it's gonna catch it.
No, I doubt it. No, yesterday I actually caught the motorcycle that passed by. All you hear is, like, you're talking and, like,
so brrr. Loud, yeah. It's hilarious. I listened to it twice, and the second time I caught Mickey's alien sound, and I was dying.
Did you guys see on YouTube? I actually saw it off TMZ. They posted. No, we can say that.
Who knows what we can
say? No, we could actually. I've heard it.
You just said two things.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV.
They posted on YouTube. What? You can say it.
Oh, you can watch it on YouTube?
The guy with the 19-inch penis.
Why?
Is he okay?
Is he okay? What kind of question is that?
Damn it, you need to watch that show.
They posted it.
That sounds very hurtful. What do you mean?
Where are your girlfriends? Are they dead?
It's not even.
Here, look. Look at it. Ready? Hold on. Tell me what you guys think.
Wait. He exposes himself?
But he has it wrapped.
Yo. What?
Yeah. He has it wrapped just so people can.
He has it wrapped in like a nude. In a nude paper.
Can you imagine, like, what is this guy?
Or does he have a fucking panty? It looks like a foot.
Does this guy even have sex?
No. It looks hurtful. Doesn't it? He doesn't seem happy about it. Where do you put it?
I don't think that's real.
He needs more pants.
No, it is. It's been all over the place. But he has it wrapped so you can actually see it.
Why?
Doesn't that pull on his soul?
Wait, does he walk like that?
You can't even see the tip of it.
Does he walk with it out? No, where does he put it?
Like, look.
I don't know how much I believe.
Oh my god.
Why is he holding it like that?
That's because weird. Can you imagine the weight of it? It's going to slap him in the face.
Does he cuddle with it when he's lonely?
I don't know.
Is he kissing
it?
I don't think that's real. This is so strange. I'm not watching
it. Why is it bad by his face?
Because I guess it's showing you how.
Okay, that's enough of that.
That is weird.
Does
he possible to even have sex? No.
No way.
Can you imagine when he tries to masturbate?
What kind of female can fit that in her?
How do you masturbate? Like, you have to use your two hands.
He probably has really strong. He doesn't even look like he has strong arms. Probably doesn't
want to. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I would cut it off if I was him.
So then no more penis? That's it?
Not the whole thing. Like,
What do you think? Oh, let me just take a couple of inches off my penis.
Yeah, why not?
You could say dick.
They do surgery on all kinds of people with nothing. They put body parts on people who don't have those body parts. And you don't think they can make something smaller? Blasphemy!
But it's... They just see, like... how, I don't know how to explain that shit, like the,
how thick?
Thick it is.
You could say thick.
Or no, I just didn't want to, like, I know what to, I knew what to say, but I just didn't want to say it. Like, I was like.
Sasha has a really hard time talking about sexual things.
No.
It's okay.
It's okay. No, you can.
You can have a, you can not want to talk about it.
Whatever you're thinking about.
Whoa, saying, especially.
What are you girls drinking tonight? Mm.
We are drinking some sip.
I mean, not sip now. Hooray.
Michelle Feely, happy birthday,
wow, gorgeous vintage 1991.
Yep, sure did.
What the hell?
Like, no, I mean, like, what are you girls drinking tonight? Like, what's your plan?
Well, like, I'm gonna fill this water bottle up with more water.
I have Bacardi in my fridge, flavored Bacardi.
Like drinking this water.
Oh, I forgot to get juice.
What's with Carla to get juice?
Carla's gonna be late. Like, she's always late. We should start getting ready. It's almost 8. Why? Yeah, we should start getting ready, do our hair and stuff.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Oh, my head. It's in my head. Can we just talk about female libido drug?
Sure.
I don't know. I just read an article about it. I mean, I came across it before.
I hate drugs.
A little pink pill that sparked a war or for whether women were being left out of the Viagra revolution. Mm-hmm. Designed to restore a woman's lost sexual desire.
Interesting. So
it's a daily med.
Daily? Jesus.
Yeah, right? Weird.
How old do you have to be to take it?
I don't know. I'm just reading an article from NBC News. I have to cite my sources.
Or not.
Or not, right? Daily medication, can't take with alcohol.
I never really thought about women like having trouble having a sex drive.
Yeah. No one ever talks about it.
Yeah.
I know how it feels. Because no one ever talks about it either. It's never like a topic of conversation.
How do you even start that damn conversation? Like, what if you want
to start? How do you want to start a conversation about a man's sex drive?
I don't know.
Why was theirs before ours?
Those bastards.
Oh. Every time! God, I think we should be, like, more drunk.
Maybe.
To be able to, like. You can get prescribed a drug. Okay. Women prescribe a drug. Take it every day.
I love how we go from. Which guys is dancing,
unlike
clubs.
Male erectile dysfunction drugs.
It's a 19-inch dick, and then it's drugs.
Oh, you're like a bunny. It's an
occasion. Why can we be friends?
Oh my God, you sound like Shakira. Why do you have whenever that twang Sandra's in your voice?
She always has a.
Why did you
have drink this? I didn't pour it in my bottle.
There's a little bit at the bottom.
On the round glass table. Oh no, glass table. Because we're around the glass table, because the glass table is round. I really don't know what the grammatical correct way to say that is.
It's okay, we just don't say it.
Okay.
What?
Mm? Mm? I think she was hungry.
Wait, what are we?
How long have we been recording this?
23 minutes. We actually passed our first.
Oh, I thought it was 7 minutes.
Wow.
It's probably more boring, though. Mm-hmm. But we do have to be a little tipsy to do these.
Yeah. We just wanted to try our second
podcast.
Yeah, and see how
I thought we were pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I thought we were kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I think our first one was better.
But I think we jumped off topic a little too much.
Do we?
Off topic? No. What do they mean?
Yeah, we don't have a topic ever.
I don't know. Like, we were going from dancing.
We could start with, like, a
because
first
that's
topic.
Getting left in the car.
That's what talking sounds like.
That's what natural discussion around the glass table sounds like.
That's what we do. We could pick, like, one topic that we can discuss and then just let it flow from there.
Yeah. I don't want to choreograph discussion with my friend.
Mm-hmm. That's like, what? What am I, a robot?
All right, so should we...
Those are my feet talking, my robot feet.
Should we end this one now?
He always ended it.
I'm not ready to end it. All right. Just kidding. I have no choice.
You have a choice.
So, yes. Thank you for listening to...
We don't know if anyone's listening yet, so... Yeah, thank you for recording us, my phone.
This we still have to, like, get set up. But I think your phone actually records it really well.
Yeah, it does really well. That's Mickey's yawn.
Fudge.
But this has been
so much fun.
Around the glass...
Drunk
glass. The drunk glass table.
Around the... What were you going to say? Around the glass drunk
around
table?
Around the world.